As the beloved Master Jesus speaks his heart to us all, we send to him our love and gratitude in the name of all mankind for all the help he has poured to the planet Earth and all the assistance he has given to the people since his life dream first embodied here. May our hearts call for his presence to come again into the outer, be answered as soon as possible, and may we be worthy of his presence. And as the vanguard of immortal freedom to the earth, may he use us to assist the mighty Saint Germain in freeing America and through America the world from everything that has been of the shadow. Beloved hearts of the light, it is my great privilege tonight to pour forth in its intensified action the power of the cosmic Christ in its national activity. And I mean by that those intensified rays that affect the nations of the world. And then as we pour that forth to individuals who give us their attention, will you see conditions changing in the outer for the better? Great has been the love of the mighty I Am Presence to the people of Earth. Incessant has been the assistance from one great cosmic being after another, age after age, to the wayward people of Earth. And yet, the great cosmic law goes on in its ever-expanding love that gives and gives and gives of itself, that perfection may one day come forth and claim all energy and substance and life into the heart of its ever-glorifying happiness and flame of all eternity. Try to realize with us tonight the blessing of those who will turn their attention to our great octave of life and try to understand something of what the cosmic Christ means to the earth, and try to contemplate what goes on continuously in the outpouring of that great cosmic Christ love through the etheric record of my ascension. There is not one instant wherein the great cosmic power in its magnetic pull upon mankind, as it draws forth one life stream after another into the victory of the ascension, there is not one moment at which that drawing activity does not go on for the freedom of life. There is not one instant in which the great outpouring of the sacred fire from our octave of life and from our temples in the electronic belt around the physical sun, in which that does not go on constantly into the atmosphere of Earth, to reach where it may individuals who will give us their attention, either temporarily or permanently. The great presence of life is ever surging the gifts of its mighty love into outer physical manifestation for your use, my dear ones. This great love that is given by the cosmic Christ, which is your higher mental body, the ascended masters and cosmic beings in the angelic host, which is all of which is constantly surging forward the perfection of its own life and loving and loving and loving you, regardless of outer world appearances. Therefore, since this Great enfolding love is constantly surging forth to help mankind. It but takes the drawing of the attention of the outer self up into connection with us to open the door whereby the love we offer floods forth into your outer activities, into your world, to produce perfection there, just the same as it produces perfection in our octave. Now, will you try to remember that the love which we call forth and offer to you is the love which has flooded and filled our octave with its eternal perfection. Therefore, wherever our love comes into the lower atmosphere of earth, it carries our command for perfection to manifest. So when you call forth our immortal love of the cosmic Christ into the physical octave of earth, try to remember that as you command it to produce perfection here and correct conditions that are wrong, we too command it to produce perfection wherever that flame flows. Wherever it is called forth or established, our command to that activity of the sacred fire is to produce perfection forever. And if you could but realize that as you demand that it come forth to produce perfection forever, you would begin to saturate your world and your portion of the earth with the immortal love which one day must claim it into its heart. Mankind must be made to look above for their help and to call forth the perfection of God to overcome human limitation and discord. And therefore, when you have sent forth your heart's call for that which is the love of our octave to come into outer action and produce constructive activities for you, then examine your feelings and forbid them to accept any doubt or fear or accept anything except the immortal perfection of our love. Now we give that as freely as the air you breathe. But it takes your determined stand, your unyielding command, that your world, which is filled with and sustained by your life, shall not take on anything except the immortal perfection of our octave. So long as you accept or let your attention be held on the imperfections of this octave, you are connected with them and are drawing them in to fill your world. But when you make the decision that the immortal perfection of our love shall now become your world, and that is the only thing to which you give your life, then your world becomes filled with our perfection, and our powers enter into you that you may call them into outer action to compel perfection also. Try to feel, my dear ones, that you are all authority each day to issue the command in the morning as to what your world shall contain for that day and for the rest of time. If you demand that you shall only live from tonight in the immortal love of perfection's flame, and that power from our octave is the power with which you do all things each day, then as you command that to be the life of your world, will we make it live and produce the manifestations your hearts desire. It takes your conscious command. Otherwise, my dear ones, the ascended masters and cosmic beings would long ago have wiped out mankind's discord, and no more would ever have been allowed to manifest. But the cosmic law of your own individual life flame is such that it demands that you decide what you want in your world each day, because what you decide that you want is that to which you give your life each day. And when you decide that you want your world filled with the perfection of our octave, then it must come forth by the immortal love of both your own higher mental body and our command to life. And when you forbid the outer self to give any of its attention or energy, any of your life, to anything except that which is the activity of our immortal love and immortal perfection that ever expands the beauty and happiness of creation, then when you have decided that with all your being, we will move into outer action. The magnificent powers which the world calls miracles. When you take your stand that your world is to manifest each day the beauty and the perfection of our immortal love, the immortal love of your own mighty I Am presence, and you will not give your energy to anything but that great power of the divine plan in its great cosmic fulfillment, then we can decide certain things to do to assist you. If you make your decision, we will be there to help you carry forward the fulfillment of your every heart's desire. But it takes your decision at night when you go to sleep, in the morning when you awaken, that you forbid your world to ever have any of your life qualified with anything but the immortal perfection of our great cosmic Christ love. Now you might think that we hammer and hammer and hammer this at you, and so we do, and so we shall continue. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you remain seated, please? Now, when you decide, just with the knowledge you've had up to the present, to make your world the world of the love which produces perfection for you, drawn forth from your own higher mental body in your presence, that's one thing. That is calling forth the authority and perfection from your own blessed I Am presence. But when you decide to make your world the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, then there is an entirely different action that the cosmic law will permit us to use in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Then we can render you very much greater assistance, because whatever power we pour forth then to make your world the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, we will draw forth into the activity of the nation, for then your world, connected as it is in the physical octave with the other conditions in your nation, then we can call forth that same mighty power to affect the whole of the nation. Since you demand that your world be the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, then you have drawn just so much of that flame into the physical octave. And once we have the door open, then when your calls go forth, we can draw more and more of its flame into many activities of your nation, because we already have the door open through your demand. Take your stand regardless of appearances. If there's something you do not like, something that is still a limitation, stand right there and face it. And I have told you centuries agone that ask the Father what ye will, and the Father is your own mighty I Am presence. Ask it in my name, and he will give it to you. And therefore, when you take your stand and say, in the name of the ascended Jesus Christ, I demand the immortal love of the cosmic Christ to fill my world and absolutely close the door against everything else, then will we charge you with a power to accomplish in a short time what otherwise might take you 10 years to do. This will bring very much more rapid fulfillment of your every call and the conditions that you want to perfect in your own worlds will be changed with very much greater speed. We have longed to give this to you, precious ones, but until your acceptance of the power reached a certain point, the cosmic law does not permit it. There is so much ahead of you. There is such a terrific opportunity before you, especially in the production of I Am Come, the I Am America film, and the other films that are to come forth, that your opportunity is almost unlimited to call forth into all these activities the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, wherein is such perfection that comes forth rapidly by our powers, quite as well as yours, that it enables you to go forward and reveal to mankind, by the very proof which you are in your own world, that this is the divine way of life, and this is the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Then as they become absorbed in the fascination of that greater understanding and these more magnificent powers of life, will they be caught within the heart of that love which rules all creation, and I will guarantee you will rule mankind here just as surely as it rules in the central sun. So, beloved ones, as I charge this into your world tonight, try to feel that when this comes powerfully into your own beings and worlds, by your own choice, by your own conscious command, I can then, depending on your own purity and your own harmony, I could come to you very much more quickly than I otherwise would, and very much more quickly than I can come to the rest of mankind in the outer world. And this will draw us very much closer together as you demand that your world be flooded now and be the immortal love of the cosmic Christ. Then I have the right, since I am the cosmic Christ, I have the right to enter your world. Come and go, and the door between us is never closed again. I will not have to knock. I will come and bring you my blessing, and you and I shall go forward and release that sacred fire that burns away from mankind that which has held them bound for centuries. This way we can compel purity into the physical octave. If you decide that your world must now be the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, then immortal purity takes its dominion in you and your affairs, and it becomes a very tangible ruling power in and around you. And that which we wish to bestow in each one's world becomes a perfectly natural use under your direction into the physical conditions of this world until all is compelled to yield perfection. This is one of the mighty raising actions of the great central sun magnet. This is what I had reference to when I said the etheric record of my ascension over the hill of Bethany is a magnet to draw even the human mind into a like perfection. Because as the attention comes to the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, which I now am, it is held within that flame until the human qualities are burned away. And then there comes the desire in the individual to draw this love into his or her own world and make it your world here until your ascension into our octave. Thus you become the open door through which the power of the ascension by this call may interpenetrate everything in the physical world. And as those under this radiation feel and demand that your worlds be now the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, will you find that radiation going forth and giving courage and strength to those within your borders who are trying to stand for the God government of your nation? This is the way you may strengthen those within your borders who love freedom just as much as you do, but do not know what to do in the hour of world crisis. And were you to charge those who are sincerely defending the constructive activities of your government and your land, were you to call into their beings and worlds this immortal love of the cosmic Christ to be boundless strength to them all until they are its immortal victory and immortal protection, you would give them the power of victory. You can charge this into their own beings and worlds until it becomes the power of the victory for your nation. This can go into any nation from which you come, and you keep charging and charging and charging forth the immortal love of cosmic Christ victory on them as that is demanded in the physical octave. Will there come those powers of the sacred fire on the beings who direct those flames, and they will stand in the atmosphere of individuals when perhaps the struggle grows great, and yet that radiation will give the individual the strength to hold to victory. Try it out this week and see for yourselves how much you can charge into all who are trying to do right and hold the protection for America's freedom. Keep charging them with the immortal love of cosmic Christ, that cosmic Christ flame that is always victory, until it gives them unlimited strength to stand against everything destructive, until it is shattered and annihilated by the very return of its own evil into itself. Then will the helping hand go forth to that which is constructive everywhere. And you will find the power of the great central sun magnet is no figment of anyone's imagination. This flame to which I turn your attention tonight is a most powerful action of the great central sun magnet, and one after another can be raised into its use, and just a little experimenting with it will prove to you the enormity of its power. Demand that every city within your borders become such a cosmic sun of its immortal love and immortal purity and its cosmic fire, that destructive forces can no longer succeed. This is necessary within your nation tonight. And that is the reason I am here. It is my great privilege and joy to assist your beloved Saint Germain in the cleansing of this nation until the light blazes bright enough to send forth its powerful rays and strengthen that which is constructive in the rest of the world until it stands against the frightful thing that has sought to engulf mankind. If there is hate and dishonor and discord and filth, then you must offset it by the immortal flame of cosmic Christ love and demand that here, just the same as your nation would order the army to go and protect a certain location. Just so can you call forth this power of the sacred fire that comes under my direction, and it becomes the guard as you command it to appear. And when you use that phrase, by the cosmic Christ command of the mighty iron presence in the great central sun, that never, never, never fails to fulfill this call, even as these words go forth. See those flames flash from my temple of flame in the electronic belt around the physical sun. When you give the call, see the flame flash and take up its permanent command of all where you direct. This is of tremendous action. Visualize it everywhere. Command it to go forth and consume that which has tortured life so long. Then will you know the reality of those words, that I am the Prince of Peace. For through this flame, we can compel destructive forces to recede, be consumed, and peace that is eternal take the place of that which has been of the shadows. I bear to you tonight the love of my mother and others of the ascended host, the precious Lady Master Nada, and all the blessed ones who have so long wanted to assist mankind. And tonight it is also my privilege to convey to you all the love and the gratitude for all of your calls, for your loved ones who have accomplished the ascension under this activity. That love comes back to you all tonight on this day, wherein the power of the central sun magnet is being increased in the outer physical octave. And the love from those who have gone before, now in their respective spheres, are going on to higher work. Their love comes back to you, bearing the gratitude of their hearts for their freedom and for your calls that have made some of that possible. May that great love engulf mankind and withdraw the capacity to hate, the capacity to create war for any reason, and withdraw the capacity to do anything that is not the perfection of that immortal love that created the universe, sustains it, carries it forward, and is its great cosmic law in action. When you command that your world now become the immortal love of the cosmic Christ, then you become that law to your world. And since that law is the law of my world, then your world and my world are united in one gigantic power of the sacred fire to move forward that which compels destructive forces to be withdrawn from the earth and the ever-expanding happiness of perfection's flame flood you with that which fulfills your destiny and ultimately brings you into our great octave of perfection everywhere. Then you leave this octave with greater perfection. You go on to higher attainment. In that love that no words can convey, do I clothe you tonight and leave with you my peace of eternity. My peace of such love as only the cosmic Christ can manifest. May you become its dazzling flame and compel your world to become a son of its presence and go forth and light the way for your fellow man from tonight. I'm the great beings who govern peace to the earth, bless you with their great cosmic Christ love and peace to fill your world until you are the anchor of its presence everywhere. I clothe you in the mantle of its cosmic power and may the fullness of its reality hold you close in its everlasting victory. Thank you and good night. Beloved Master Jesus, in all the love and gratitude of our hearts, we thank you for your love through the centuries. Now may we draw closer and closer into your heart until there are no veils between. And you can come and go with us as you do with each other, as we do with each other, until at least the I Am students understand that wherever the call goes forth, and the law is obeyed, your presence stands with us unto the end. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such immortal love of the cosmic Christ, that wherever we go, that becomes our world, and we know not but its victory everywhere. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the invocation, make us the love of your obedience to life, and release forever whatever beloved Saint Germain and Jesus require. Enable this to come about quickly, that greater assistance may come to the nation, and to the nation the world. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Master Jesus. And to all who have assisted us through the centuries, now may we turn and assist you to the cleansing of the earth until no part of life is ever again caught in the human. To the seven mighty Eduim, the seven mighty Kumaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, and all who govern the sacred fire to the earth, seal those under this radiation in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. And do thou, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever cosmic immortal love of the cosmic Christ is necessary to move into outer action and consume the human. Let it come quickly and forever hold command. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty arm presence and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with that world-enfolding flame, the one mighty stroke of immortal love of the cosmic Christ, that cosmic Christ fire of such intensity that it moves over the face of the earth and the human is compelled to disappear forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Keep it expanding in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all lack, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we continue in action, till the great ones say, well done, and the victory of the ages has claimed America and the world into the ascent of Master's octave for eternity. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the immortal love of the cosmic Christ necessary to spread its flame everywhere at our command until naught else remains in this world.